with you and your Jurassic muck looks. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
Ah, but you'll be too excited to sleep once you see that.
Oh, Lord.
What have you done now?
Behold, new fine Uncle Cal. The adjuster stand.
The adjuster what?
The adjuster stand. Now, how many times over the years have you been sitting on that couch and you got a crick in your neck because the TV wasn't at eye level?
I don't know, maybe once.
Well, that's one time too many. Now grab a seat.
Steve!
Come on. Put your tushy on the cushy. Now, how about a little MTV action?
Tushy on the cushy.
Boy, my head can't wait to hit that pillow.
I don't blame you, honey. You worked 16 straight hours.
Oh.
I'll go down and tell the kids to turn off the music so you can get some sleep.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. That TV won't bother me tonight.
Was hurt.
Not yet. Stop yelling.
I'm not. Hey, you want to shoot some hoops?
No.
Well, what's the matter with you?
I went to a party last night, and now I'm real tired. Well, well. Look who's up at the crack of noon.
I didn't get to bed until 7 a.m.
Oh, good defense, Edward. Son, were you drinking?
Well, I blew the foam off a few.
Uh-huh. Hey, Rich, I'd like to speak to Edward alone, so...
So I should get lost?
Thanks. Well, that party you went to last night must have been a real doozy.
Yeah, the frat house really rocked. Music, babes, good food...
Drinking?
Well, we had a keg in the tub. And a keg in the kitchen. And a keg in the coat closet.
Do you find this amusing, Edward?
No, sir.
Because I don't find it remotely amusing when my teenage son comes home drunk.
Oh, Dad, I'm 19 years old now. I'm in college now anyway. And besides, last night was the first time I got drunk in my entire life.
Well, Edward, you know, you are underage. So that one better be your last.
Come on, Dad, lighten up.
What do you mean, lighten up? Edward, your mother and I send you to college to get an education. not to party hardy.
Look, I study hard all week. When the weekend comes, I want to relax. I mean, that's the whole reason why I joined the fraternity, so I can have some fun.
I don't object to fun. I love fun. In fact, I'm the grand funk master of fun. But I don't need to take a drink to have a good time, and neither do you.
Why do you always do this?
Why do I always do what?
Limit me. Build walls around
me. Edward, this is not about walls. This is about roads. And drinking will take you down a road that leads to a dead end.
Look, Dad, I don't see how having a few beers with my friends is gonna hurt me.
Edward, here is the bottom line. The next day that I catch you drinking again will be the very last day that you live in this house.
Steve Urkel.
That'd be me. Hiya.
Anytime you're ready.
How much did this job pay?
$10 an hour plus tips.
Ooh, goody, goody. You see, I need this job so I can fix my friend's floor. I blew a hole through it.
Who cares?
Well, he does. Why, the people sitting on the couch downstairs can look right up his boxers.
Look, will you please get on with it? Oh, yes, you are. Your music isn't the kind my customers want to hear. Cafe Java customers come here to mellow out. I need a jazz musician, a cool, charismatic guy with a dynamic stage presence.
Ow. Ow!
What is it?
You may not want me, but wait till you meet the other me.
Folks, sit back, relax, and enjoy the cool jazz tones of Stefan Urkel.
Thank you. Right back at you. Stick around. Tonight, we're gonna do this cafe my way. Thank you. Right back at you. Now, as I look around the room, I see so many beautiful women. I'd like to lay out a few insights into my psyche, a few philosophical thoughts I'd like to call. Stefan's tips for a better life. In this world, there are givers and there are takers. The takers eat better, but the givers, oh, they sleep better. At least once in your life, own a convertible. But buy a windscreen so you don't mess up your hair. Oh, and don't burn your bridges. It's amazing how many times we have to cross the same river.
Oh, that is so heavy.
And always have a friend who owns a truck. And finally, for Stefan's most important tip of all, always, and I do mean always, be romantic.
Let me love you, baby, till you feel my love for you is real. Hold on. Shh. Lola, you always acting like an old lady. You even walk like one. Edward. Uh-oh. You know it is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Really? Oh, my watch must be slow.
Edward, you've been drinking again.
Okay, maybe a couple. I'm hammered.
Were you drinking too?
No, I swore off. Booze gives me a British accent. I'm the designated driver, and may I say in Eddie's defense, he was a lot drunker before he threw up in my designated car.
Thanks a lot, Waldo. You know, you could win the gold medal in the stupid Olympics.
All right, Edward. It's time to go to bed.
Whatever you say, Funkmaster.
And after you've slept it off, you can pack your things.
Pack my stuff?
That's right. I warned you, Edward, that the very next time that I caught you drinking again, that you'd have to move out.
But, Dad...
Don't butts, Edward! Now, you have until the weekend to find you another place to live.
Gentlemen, the one, the only, Stefan Urkel.
Folks, I have a bittersweet announcement to make. Tonight will be my last night here at the Cafe John. I came here to pay a debt to a friend, and thanks to your generosity, I've done that far sooner than expected. So... I thought tonight should be your night. Are there any requests?
Will you marry me?
Are there any other requests?
I have one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this lovely young lady is Laura Winslow. Now, remember her name so you can all tell your kids you once saw the perfect woman. So what's your request?
Well, I'd like to sing a song.
Is that so?
Yes, and dedicate it to you.
What more could a man ask for? Now, what song would you like to sing?
Well, I realize that you have to leave. Even though it breaks my heart. But I want you to know that I'll wait for you.
You will?
Yes. And until you return, I'll be saving all my love for you.
A few
all that we share. You've got your family, and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no other
Waldo. I'm all packed.
Eddie, you can't move in with me.
What?
I figured I'd wait until your arms were full so you couldn't hit me.
Waldo, what's going on here?
Look, Eddie, aren't best friends supposed to tell each other the truth, even if it hurts?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, I don't like it when you drink.
Why not?
You get mean. You make fun of me.
I do not.
Yes. Remember, you said I'd win the gold medal in the stupid Olympics. Well, I got news for you, Eddie. I looked it up. There's no such thing.
Look, Waldo, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, but I really need a place to stay.
To move in with one of your drinking buddies. Eddie, when you drink, you're a different person. And that person's not my friend. And he's not your friend either.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Mr. Winslow. Bye, Mr. Winslow.
Why aren't you going with him?
A change of plans. I'm moving into the frat house.
Oh.
Yeah. 6 bedrooms, 18 guys. 1 bathroom, lots of fun.
I bet.
Well, I guess I better get going.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself.
Dad, for what it's worth, you were right.
About what?
About drinking. I'm starting to see it is a dead-end road. It got me kicked out of the house, and it just cost me my best friend.
You know, it's a funny thing about drinking. You don't realize what it's doing to you till it's done it to you.
Yeah, well, I made a decision. It's not gonna do it to me.
You mean that, Edward?
You bet I do.
We're not gonna have to pack these things again, are we?
No way, Dad.
Go ahead.
Got your family, and they need you there, though I try.
Tonight at 8, Robert and Tia are shocked when they find a pregnancy test at Niecy's house on All of Us. Then at 9, after reuniting with her mother, Veronica's search for a classmate's dog leads to clues in a bigger mystery on an all-new Veronica Mars. Now stay tuned for Dance 360, next on UPN 27. For you.